Can the arrests stop the bullying? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. They've been described as an evil brood of cruel teens, the kids who stand charged with bullying 15-year-old Phoebe Prince of South Hadley, Massachusetts, to the point that she hanged herself January 14th. Bullying, of course, is nothing new, but today, the same old bullying has a whole new weapon.
She wasn't being beaten up. It was mostly taunts, but it was incessant and inescapable in some degree because of the internet.
Correspondent Emily Bazelon went to South Hadley to cover the story for Slate.com. The old bullying of a generation ago was different.
Once you got home at night, you got a break from the whole thing and you could shut it out. And now, you know, kids go online, and if they know that other kids are trashing them on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace, they're going to look, and they're going to feel followed and hounded.
South Hadley was only just starting its anti-bullying program, and there's a dispute over when teachers realized there was a problem and whether some administrators ignored it. But what no school can control is what kids are doing on the computer. Websites like Facebook and MySpace let users flag the nasty stuff, but by then, it's too late.
Millions of postings are happening all the time on these sites incredibly quickly, and so a lot of harm can be done by a relatively small group of people.
And Emily Bazelon of Slate.com says it's important to remember this. South Hadley is not some particularly monstrous place.
It is a very ordinary middle-class town, and I do think there's a way in which there are the kinds of mistakes that could be made almost anywhere.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.